One of the most anticipated video games ever is finally coming out this weekend. It's called Spore. There's so much excitement because it was created by Will Wright, the man who designed the popular SimCity and The Sims. His latest creation takes its inspiration from evolutionary biology, and for the most part, scientists are giving it a thumbs up. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
It took 7 years for Will Wright to finish Spore.
Why did it take so long?
It's kind of a hard game to make.
The game is about nothing less than 1 billion years of evolutionary history.
So basically, you start as this microscopic cell. Eventually, you kind of leave water. You continue to evolve for many generations.
You start the game in primitive waters, eating algae and trying not to get eaten. When you've grown enough, you can find a mate.
Then we mate, and what we're going to do now is lay an egg for the next generation of our species. And this is how I get back into the editor. And so I'm basically designing the next evolution of my species.
The editor is where you can add features to your creature. A new mouth, a nicer nose, faster fins, in later stages, faster legs, a bigger brain. You buy them with points you get from eating.
If you step way back, you know, evolution is about incremental improvement of a species embedded in a larger ecosystem over large periods of time. And that was kind of like the general presentation, the toy that we wanted to build of evolution.
To create Spore, Wright consulted with biologists and other scientists to get a greater understanding of the process of evolution.
Once you see this, you'll never think about abalone the same way.
Okay.
In this scene from a National Geographic documentary about Spore, Will Wright is consulting with marine biologist Tierney Teese.
Okay. Is this its mouth?
This is its mouth.
Ooh, that's cool. Looks like some kind of mechanical
buzzsaw.
Grinder.
Yeah, and that's what we call radula.
I was sat with Will and had the pleasure of introducing him to a lot of really crazy animals out there that don't get a lot of silver screen time. Things like a radula. It's a buzzsaw-like mouth apparatus of mollusks.
T says the game isn't really a true mirror of nature, but she does believe it may help young people get interested in science.
I think there's so much potential for perhaps incorporating it into animal diversity classes. Or going tide pooling and then seeing mixing and matching, using the natural world as your inspiration for your virtual world.
Will Wright has built a career on games drawn with great detail. From there, he creates entire worlds that mimic the real one, says Chris Swain, a professor at the School of Cinematic Arts at USC. The Sims, which recreated the life of a real family, relied on behavioral science. Swain says follow-up game SimCity lets players take up real issues of urban planning.
And you get these 10-year-olds that can make these very sophisticated statements about what they need to do to their city to make it prosper. Lower the tax base and we'll raise the revenue here. And they say things that a mayor would say.
Spore gets even bigger. Your creature evolves into a species that develops a civilization that can be warlike or, as Wright explains, religious.
And we're going to go over to our neighbors here and try to convert them. Now, it's going to be a little hard because they're fairly happy, which is their best defense against religious conversion.
Depending on how your creature has evolved, whether it's been through dominance or cooperation, will determine what kind of cities you build during the civilization phase. Eventually, your civilization can conquer space. Spore goes on sale in the U.S. this Sunday, but already people are taking advantage of a preview where they can create creatures and share them online. There are more than 3 million to be found, waiting for their chance to evolve, mate, and eventually conquer the universe. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.